Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. I'm taking a walk, and Brother Jim told me, well, he didn't tell me. He offered a suggestion. He said, you know, taking a walk, maybe just do an audio or video for the sisters and share your heart. And sometimes you just start doing something, and the Lord will give you the words to say. We had quite a day yesterday. We were out on the street at a food festival in a big city. And, you know, when we're standing out on the streets, we learn a lot. And sometimes it's really hard to put that all into words. I'm sure you sisters know what I'm talking about. We'll go through an experience, and the experience can deepen what we already know and see in God's word. You know, like it says, the world is going to be darker. And we see that as the end times approach, there's going to be more wickedness and decadence. And we see that we travel all over the country, and we go from little towns to big towns or cities or whatever you want to call it. And what we see is the bigger cities have a lot more, what do you want to call it? Well, there's a lot more people together in it, a lot more sin conglomerated in a small area, and therefore it can affect people who aren't even involved in it so much. And it just like multiplies and multiplies. And yesterday kind of reminded me of like Sodom and Gomorrah, because it talks about the fullness of bread. And we see that in America. Brother Jim's always preaching that. We're sharing that with people. America, anyway, and maybe you and other countries can relate to it in yours too. I don't know your country. So I know America is a very rich nation. And it's full of bread, meaning full of food, full of fleshly desires, full of everything you can possibly want. Relatively easy, obtainable for anybody here who wants to work hard. Some people have it handed to them. Some people have to work hard from the ghettos to get to it. But it is obtainable for pretty much anybody here. You know, there's no oppression from the government on different classes or anything like in some of the other countries. So here we can fulfill the lusts of our flesh in almost any way. Houses, cars, food, music, clothing, all kinds of things. So basically, that would be full of bread. And Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of the fullness of bread. They didn't extend their hand to the poor and the needy, which I know America does a lot of that stuff. But people are super selfish here. And when they do help others, it's all like blowing their horn and their trumpet in front of everybody. It's not like a true, genuine helping, obviously, because we're supposed to do it in the name of the Lord. And America thinks that they're a Christian nation when it was founded on deists and ungodly people and founded on bloodbath and murder over a small amount of taxes. So Americans are really deceived. And I guess my point, I'm kind of coming around portraying America. Yeah, well, look at them. They think they're a Christian nation. They're high in abortion. Millions and millions of innocent blood is being shed by the hands of abortionists on innocent little babies. They're not considered human beings, and they just slough them off like trash. And porn is being pumped out. Look at the television. People think porn is just, I'm not going to go into the details, but people, you know what you're thinking porn is. It's not just that. Look at the television and all the wickedness that goes on. And it's horrible. It's like porn on the television. There's even basic, almost like if you want to call it light porn. I don't want to go into the subject so much, but people want to just push that off onto the one side, but it's been spread all over through the media. Look at the billboards all over. You can't even look at some of them. Look at the people walking down on the street. God's creation, the human body, is being undressed. So what I'm trying to say is pointing the portrayal of America, not as a Christian nation, not as a good nation. It's wicked and decadent. And the sexual perversion, of course. We see that on the streets. We saw a lot of it yesterday. When you get in the bigger cities, you see a lot more darkness because there's more people, like I said, and more sin. And the sin could start in a small nucleus, because everybody's all jammed together. It gets spread in there. Look at Lot. Lot was vexed by the filthy conversation going around him all the time. And it does affect your life. And in some cases, it can make people compromise, but that's not my point. So we're standing out on the street, and we see all this. And we're not out there to just fight it all. We're there to shine the light and those who have ears to hear. And also we see more often than not, preaching the word is like a condemnation to the world. And that's a hard thing to bear. You know, when you go out, if you go, oh, maybe there's some sheep that can hear, that kind of lifts you up and you're like, okay, we're looking for the sheep. And you're kind of looking past all that. But if you don't see any sheep, doesn't mean you always see them. But if not one person comes to talk to you or wants to even acknowledge the mightiness and awesomeness of our Savior, respect anything, when you see the depths of the wickedness, the hatred, when almost everybody who walks by you crunches up their nose and looks at you like you smell or something, or they give you a really angry face, they shake their head, they give you hand gestures, they say vulgar words. When almost everyone walking by does something like that, now you see that the preaching of the word is like to their condemnation. And it stirs up a whole lot of emotions. And I'm going to talk just a little bit, and that's kind of what my point is. Not exactly sure what my whole point is, just kind of sharing some of the things that I, as a street preacher's wife, go through. And I don't know, sister, sometimes it's really hard to digest. And I was telling Brother Jim that I was learning yesterday as I saw this. Okay, at one point, there was what looked like gang members walking by. And they weren't so friendly going by or whatever, no big deal. But when they came by again, they were crossing the street. The woman was yelling profanities at us. And the men were kind of like getting into it a little bit. And at one point, I thought, oh, this is not good. There could be some wickedness going on here. Physical. There's always that danger there. People don't always see the body language of people, men clenching their fists and leaning forward in Brother Jim's face. That doesn't always get on video before I pop the video up and then they stop doing it. Or men get in my face. They'll come right at me. And I've had them call me wicked, vile names that I can't even think about here. And so they're not a respecter of persons when it comes to hatred of God's word, whether it's male or female, whether I look like a quiet, chaste woman or not. The women themselves get mad when I'm talking to them and trying to show them the truth. So as we're out there and I look at the darkness, darker and darker, I'm seeing God's word come true more and more right in front of your face. People with dead eyes will look right at you with hatred and anger. We see where it says they will hate God. And I want you to understand that, sisters. People will hate God. Not everybody is going to hear the truth and love him. Many will hate it. Talks about how they want to hide on the rocks, under the rocks, and have the rocks fall on them rather than face a holy God. So I'm not really sure what my whole point was. I'm just kind of sharing some thoughts, sister. And I told sisters, I just said one, but I mean all of you. I was sharing that with Brother Jim, and he said, you know, maybe just start an audio and talk to the sisters and share with them this point. And here's the point I'm getting at. I just shared a whole bunch with you. A whole bunch of sins going on in America, the culture here, the mindsets, the hatred, the anger. Yes, there is that sheep here and there. And we don't always go out just to be lifted up by that. That is our hope, to share that. But as we do this, I'm trying to get my mindset on the fact that there could be more and more often that we go out and nobody wants to even hear it. And we have to learn how to keep pressing ourselves on, because if the word says to go preach the gospel, I'm going to keep going out with Brother Jim and I'm going to be sharing it with every woman that I can. Any woman who's willing, anybody who wants to push against the word of God, I will use the Hebrews 4 sword on them to try to hope, slice them open and see the truth. So Brother Jim had a good point, because he knew I was wrestling with all this. I'm seeing all this darkness. I'm not wrestling. I guess I was trying to figure things out, when the simple answer is it's going to get darker. And God's just letting me see the depths of it. And I'm preparing for potential violence coming, and not fearing, because I'm not going to fear what man can do to me. I fear God, and no man can do anything, or woman, can do anything to us unless God allows it. And if God allows something, it must be good. Maybe the action isn't good, but the outcome will be good, because If they take us out and we get to go home, that's a good thing. If we suffer for persecution for the Lord, that's a good thing. God works all of this out to the good of those who love him. So here's my point, sisters, wrapping it up. Brother Jim said this. Sometimes we just need to let it go because we got today. We got to focus on today. So all that residue, all that darkness, all that wondering, all that pondering, all that what is going on in my mind from yesterday, I have to drop it and go forward with what's on today. Because if my mind is back there trying to figure all that out and it's confusion, God is not an author of confusion. I need to let that go. I got my lesson. I see the darkness coming. Be prepared. And God could use some of that in the future to bring to my remembrance. See, I warned you about that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just sharing that with you, sisters. There are times confusion. What did they mean? What did they say? Why is this going this way? Oftentimes we don't have an answer. It's because God's not the author of confusion. Satan is. And that's what he wants to try to do. Confound us to where we're sitting there wondering all these things, wasting our time, not being productive, and we're losing today. There's a whole bunch that I need to be doing today, so I'm going to drop all that, leave that go. If God wants me to remember something of it or a depth of it, he will bring it to my remembrance. It'll be there. But Satan isn't going to get my day today. Satan, 1 Peter 5:8, we have to be careful because he's roaring around like a lion seeking whom he can devour, and he's not going to devour my mind in that. Luke 9:62, anybody who puts their hand to the plow and looks backward, that's a little bit of a different reference, but I will use a small frame of reference for it here. Yesterday was behind me. I'm not going to sit there and dwell on yesterday. I'm going to be focused on today and doing the good works unto the Lord today going forward. Praise God, because if my mind is stuck on yesterday and what went on and trying to figure out the confusion, then I'm not going to be of a right mind to help a woman today or a lost man if I get the opportunity to give the gospel. Yes, a woman can give the gospel to a man too, but usually God has women for me to witness to. So praise God. That's who I look for and try to work for opportunities to do that. So anyway, I think I've gone on long enough, sisters, and hopefully some of you can make some sense of this, and I'm sure it will resonate in some of you and help press you forward. So I'm going to let you go now. Love to you, Sister Saints. Hold fast. Keep pressing on. Thank you, sisters, who are always diligent in encouraging the saints. Like Hebrews 3:13 says, daily, lest the deceitfulness of sin, or lessened by our heart, is deceived by the deceitfulness of sin. Okay, love to you, sisters. We got to get heading down the gospel road. Hold fast. May God be praised.